The Brethren of Chaos podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Brethren of Chaos podcast. After a heavy one last week.
A good one though.
That's just our bread and butter, that though.
We were in our element, definitely.
No issues at all.
Reeling them off.
Yeah, we're not taking our foot off the gas this week either. We've got a heavy one. We'll get into it in a little bit. Steve, how have you been?
I've been all right.
Yeah.
What have I been doing? I can't even remember.
You had a gig. How did your gig go? Sorry, I couldn't make it.
Oh, I saw. Oh no, it was all right. It was nice and chilled.
That was not in Bootle either.
It's in Crosby, isn't it?
It's like Aintree.
Yeah, I was looking. I was like, the fuck?
Because I was in Dom's nice new flat.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Dom lives in like Vauxhall. That's not far from, but it's basically Bootle.
Yeah.
I'll pop in and watch the gig.
Come round.
Yeah, but no, not Trek. Bootle.
You needed
past
the glow.
Aintree racecourse.
Yeah, that was all right. Nice and chilled. Not many people in there, so it was kind of like a relaxed one.
Different to the Wigan gigs.
Yeah, usually mad. And then I went camping.
You did, yeah.
That's all I've done, really.
With your girlfriend?
No. With my dad.
Oh, stressed already. No, I haven't done much either. I had a wedding.
Oh, yeah, you said, yeah.
Not my wedding.
No, you weren't.
No, I didn't get married.
You weren't getting married.
That was good. Very drunk.
Yeah, I was going to say. What level did you get to?
The hangovers since hitting 25 is too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every single one that I've had is like, you know, I used to if I'd ever drank wine, I'd wake up the next day like I'd been hit by a bus. And anything, it was just by far the worst hangover.
Yeah.
Now, every hangover, it doesn't matter what I drink, I can drink at that wedding, Heineken.
Heineken.
And that's all I drank.
It's not that bad, is it?
For like 4 or 5 hours.
A few
pints, I was drunk.
Yeah.
But I woke up the next day, I couldn't lift my head off the pillow, Steve.
Well, there's a lot of things that go into, a lot of things that go into a hangover though, isn't there? Did you eat? Were you eating healthy?
Yeah. Well, hydrated. I had a party, like a wedding buffet food.
Oh yeah, there's a big supply there.
I had a big pint of water when I got in, thought that'll sort me out.
Yeah.
But it never.
Were you dancing?
Yeah.
That could have dehydrated.
Well, I was sweating. It was hot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so I'm dressed up because I'm at a wedding. I was like, fucking
three-piece suit.
Literally sweating. And then I've got loads of little cousins, so they're all like trying to dance with me as well. At one point I had three, four-year-olds in each arm. I was just carrying them around for hours, dancing around with them.
Yeah, no wonder you're going to fucking hang. You didn't have a hangover, you had DOMS.
Yeah,
you had muscle soreness.
No, on Saturday, I couldn't wash my hair, my arms were that sore. I couldn't reach my head.
You're carrying the kids?
Yeah.
Wow.
Swinging two kids around?
Serious dancing there.
Yeah. I know, there's some videos that won't be seen.
Well, you don't want to share then?
No, sharing.
Well, there you go. I think we've come instantly to the conclusion of a hangover there. You're dancing for like 5 hours with kids.
So, some serious sweat left my body.
Yeah. In this weather?
Yeah. That's what I was. Dehydrated. Completely dehydrated. So that was Friday.
Yeah.
And then Saturday I went to Dom's.
Yeah.
And I drove because I wasn't feeling...
Yeah, you didn't
fantastic.
Feel like...
But I had a good time, I had a laugh.
Nice and chilled.
Yeah, it was nice and chilled,
that's
actually.
That's what you want. That's what you want.
He's got dartboard set up.
Oh,
a bit of darts.
Perfect.
Nice, yeah.
Can't beat a game of darts, can't you?
No, you can't. And then Sunday, I can't remember.
You're still recovering.
Yeah. I know. Fucking stupid, innit?
Yeah.
And then back to work. I said to you, didn't I? That I was a little bit, I was a couple of minutes late. I'm normally a bit early.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm normally a couple of minutes early.
Yeah.
From the 6 o'clock kickoff. I was a couple of minutes late because I went to get petrol.
Oh, right, yeah.
£85 to fill my car up, Steve.
Oh, God, fucking hell.
Do you know, like...
You know what? What is the fine for just driving off and not paying it?
Exactly. That's probably it's like... cheaper. It's literally less than... I don't know whether they make you then pay the... Well,
yeah,
it's a bit of a loophole in it, but it's almost £2 a litre.
That's ridiculous.
Do you know what the best thing is? So I went like in Tesco, and you pull up to the pay at pump.
Yeah.
And you can see on the screen who the person before you, can't you?
Oh yeah, yeah.
They put like just over £9 in the car.
What? What the fuck?
That's literally like, it's not even 5 litres.
What?
Just about 5 litres. You put more screen wash in your car. You literally.
Wait, what? So that person must have been, the only situation I can imagine is like, you have no money.
Yeah.
And you need to get home.
Must be. Genuinely.
Yeah.
Like, a fucking £2 a litre.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You can put £9 in your car. Literally, what is the point?
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to go, your petrol will be run out by the time you get home.
You better have to just get in a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Sit on the lawnmower.
Just leaving your car at the petrol station, yeah, and walking home.
Yeah. Fucking run.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about getting a motorbike.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been getting a motorbike to do up anyway. But, like, motorbikes, you can get some of them where you run on, like, red diesel.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you can run that fucking Land Rover on red diesel, can't you?
Yeah, but isn't that illegal?
Yeah, but
my uncle went to prison for, like, for stealing red diesels.
No.
You literally get jail time.
What?
Yeah.
What the? No, wait. It's not illegal to buy red diesel.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to use it unless it's commercial use, are you? It's,
yeah.
Red diesel's for lorries. And it coaches is, and buses and stuff.
Oh, I might get a coach.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about just getting a bike, a little motorbike, and just
sneaking
for short journeys around.
Yeah.
Like, not long journeys.
And just get an electric. Have you seen those, like, those that look like motorbike, look like scooters, like electric with pedals on?
Yeah.
They're cool as fuck. Some fella pulled up to the shop by a man on one of them over there. I was like, it's got keys and everything.
That's what you want, that. That's what you want.
For your little short journeys.
That's all you need, yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the shop or something.
Wheeling away.
Go to the vault.
Yeah.
Sorted.
Because you can pedal home.
Yeah.
I don't think it's not. Is that? Can you ride a bike drunk?
I think you can. Can you, or is it legal?
Is it legal? Yeah. I've
tried to ride a bike drunk,
yeah,
and I've fell off a few times.
Yeah. I think I've ridden a bike drunk before, but not like.
I don't think.
On main roads and
stuff. I don't think it's legal. I think it is illegal.
Especially getting back to like, we're like a bit out of St. Helens as well.
Yeah. Little roads.
Yeah, I wouldn't stand the chance. Wiped out. There's roundabouts, they fuck you up. So you gotta be careful.
You just go straight over on a bike.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you filled up.
Yeah, and then.
Disgraceful.
Okay. I just can't believe it.
Yeah.
And do you know what my uncle told me?
Literally is the uncle
who got prison time for stealing red diesel.
Fucking hell.
Told me, he said, on your funny little stupid podcast, why you need to talk about the petrol prices.
I suppose he's got a vendetta, hasn't he?
Yeah, I was like, that's pretty cliche. Yeah, it's
wow.
It's genuinely ridiculous. I can't see, because I got to, so Tesco's normally the cheapest for me.
Yeah.
And I got there, it was like £1.90. I was like, what the fuck?
Mm.
And I was thinking, do I go round or do I get it here? Because it's only going to go up, innit?
Yeah, that's it. Is it? Nobody's saying about it going down or anything, can't they?
Well,
there's no talk about that.
They're meant to be putting the thing, like the little dizzy on it, aren't they? The little discounts.
I seen when I was camping, actually. We drive past one in the middle of nowhere and it was like £2 a litre for the diesel.
Yeah.
And then above it, because the unleaded's above it, isn't it, on the sign?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it said £1.40 and we were like, no way.
That
what the fuck?
Should have filled.
Well, when we got closer and drove right past the thing,
yeah,
it was actually £1.90.
Oh.
But you know the top bit of the nine?
Like
the line above,
yeah,
wasn't working.
That
line
wasn't.
So
loads of people are going in
people
there.
People definitely must have gone and then realised, oh, fucking hell.
Yeah. And that's it. Like, I don't know. Costco's still pretty cheap, isn't it?
That's
the cheapest.
Yeah, I usually go Costco.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. That's probably the best place to go.
Yeah.
The only problem is that gets fucking big queues.
Oh, big queues.
Yeah, you need to time that right.
Yeah, definitely.
Or you might as well, I'd rather just pay the fucking the normal price.
Well, I'm like scared to think, like, because Shells are bad, aren't they? And like BPs and all that, like those kind of garages are always like sky high, and supermarkets are always all right. But that's like £1.90 at Tesco. What are like the Texacos doing?
How are they suffering?
Yeah.
How are they living?
Over £2 a litre. Fucking unleaded.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
Not good. It was definitely in the lakes when I was in the lakes last week.
Mm.
I'm definitely sure I've seen it over £2.
That's the thing, yeah.
Up there.
Bad out in the sticks as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't stand the chance.
Where does it come? Where's like the first hit of petrol that we get? The ports?
Must be, yeah.
And then it's like.
So you reckon closer to the.
Because the way. It's got to be distributed in full trucks, hasn't it?
Mm.
and it hits the first set of, you know, stations.
Yeah. I wonder where it's cheap, where it comes in, and then...
Because are they paying for transport costs compared to, like,
because it must be cheaper down in, like, Southampton and Portsmouth and that, mustn't it?
Yeah, because they don't have the distribution costs.
Mm.
If it works like that, I have no idea.
No, I haven't got a clue. I think the market's pretty...
Yeah.
The fuel market's pretty big in it, so...
Yeah, it probably doesn't affect it that much.
No.
Doesn't it? Compared to... Because you've just got the price anyway set.
It can't be, otherwise we'd know something about it, wouldn't we? We'd know, like... Because, no, it'd be all over the news how the petrol prices aren't that bad down south. And up north, we're struggling.
Everybody's going there.
Yeah. People are going down south to get the petrol. No, it's just stupid. I think a big thing with petrol is, obviously, the companies are buying it in at a certain price.
Yeah.
And petrol's got, like, a life cycle, hasn't it? So they have to get rid of it at that price before they can start selling the cheaper stuff that they bought at a normal price.
Oh, I get you. Yeah.
So even if it was like, oh, petrol prices are coming down, it'd still be months and months before we actually
saw them coming. You've got to go through the cycle.
Yeah, you can't just like switch over the tanks.
And then what you do with all this?
Yeah.
I get you.
All that expensive petrol, you never sell it. So hopefully, fingers crossed, listeners, petrol prices are coming down.
Yeah.
And I really hope that person who put £9 in the car got home safe, because I feel like a car shouldn't run on 5 litres of petrol.
Yeah, it doesn't sound healthy.
Unless they've got like really bad OCD and the tank has to be full all the time. Or, and I've done this, I've put a tenner in my car before because I need a receipt for my expenses in work.
So you need...
I just put a tenner in.
Oh, I get
my petrol receipt. Yeah. I just use that petrol receipt whenever I'm claiming mileage back.
Ah, fair enough, yeah.
So maybe it was something like that.
Yeah. Or it could be filling up for like something else.
Or maybe they just had a jerry can.
Yeah.
And they were just filling up for the lawnmower.
Or the quad bike or something.
Yeah. Oh, see. How I have overreacted.
Scrap the story.
Yeah. I know, yeah. I'm sorry that person before me in the queue. I'm the only one who looks ridiculous. But some people are like, fella in work's got a Jag in his, it was like 150 quid to fill up.
Fucking hell. But see,
it fills up 3 times a month, he was saying.
That's not that bad though, isn't it?
I mean.
Full?
Yeah, he fills up full 3 times a month.
Yeah, and I suppose he's driving as well.
Yeah, well, yeah, he drives to work most days and... But then I think his wife's got a car as well, so they share the weekend burden.
I get you. Yeah. Imagine if it, like, that Jag though is probably good mileage, isn't it? At cruising.
Oh, I don't know.
Compared to like
what miles per gallon he gets.
Yeah.
He did say, I can't remember what it was.
I presume they...
What do you get on your Jimny, miles per gallon?
Oh, God. Probably the lowest you
something
can get.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
See, I think
it's the tyres.
Yeah. Fuck sure.
All the energy just goes into the noise.
Yeah. Is it unleaded or?
Yeah. And I've got to pay for the expensive unleaded.
Because it's out of the like the
E10 whatever it is.
Fuck. I've always wanted to put a bit of that in my car.
Yeah, I think it balances itself out because you pay extra for it.
Yeah,
but you use less of it quicker.
It lasts longer.
Yeah, it lasts longer.
Yeah.
It's more efficient when you're driving, so it doesn't use it up as quick.
It's not all fucking cut with a load of shit, is it?
Yeah.
My uncle always said, and the same uncle, yeah.
Is he an expert on petrol?
He's a bit, he's the one who does all me, like, any work I need on my car or anything.
Yeah.
He said, like, every eighth fill up on your tank, you should put that fancy petrol in.
Oh, I get it, yeah.
Something like that, just to let your car know you still care about it and stuff.
Yeah, a little pat on the back.
Yeah. Good job. You can have the expensive stuff. But, enough petrol anyway.
Mm.
Anything else that you want to mention before? Because we need, and listeners, you're going to understand when we need to jump into this topic.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to, there's so much.
It's so weird, isn't it?
It's just insane.
And it's not a conspiracy.
No, and I was speaking to my sister, and her girlfriend was saying, she was going, "How did he know what?" But it's like a conspiracy. How did he know it's all real? And I went, "It's not a conspiracy." Yeah. It's all real. They've had to release all the information.
It all happened. It's, it's not like fucking in the ether of like people popping up now going, oh, well, it could have been this.
Yeah.
Or if we put the stuff together, it could have been that. No, it's just like,
this is it what is happened.
That. That's what happened.
Yeah. So, we'll reveal it now. Today's podcast, guys, is about MK Ultra.
Yes.
And the dodgy dealings of the CIA.
The CIA are like badass and so embarrassing at the same time.
Unbelievable. Like the stuff that they were getting. And like I was listening to podcasts and as we do when we do the research and like the little stuff of like they're dodgy as fuck.
Yeah, it's like they, you know, like we're going about the human experiments and all that, the morality, like the CIA morality level. It's just like, oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just keep it quiet.
Exactly, yeah.
But I'm not even about LK Ultra, just everything.
I know, I've got stuff written down what they were doing. It's fucking dodgy as fuck, innit? Do you want to start or do you want me to...
Well, where should we start? The beginning?
I thought we could start...
The early...
With what, like...
The early days.
What got them wanting to do it.
So the war...
The Korean War, the Cold War.
Yeah. So World War II's just finished.
Yeah.
And the Nazis and Japanese... As we've gone in previous episodes, we're doing a lot of research.
Yeah.
A lot of experiments.
Mm-hmm.
And the CIA are like, they were doing some interesting stuff. Maybe we should set up some departments and get a bit of think tanks going on about
it. Yeah. They were like
weird shit.
They were saying the American prisoners of war would be captured, like...
And that's the Korean War, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the Korean War happened.
Yeah.
And then the when was the Korean War? 1950? What 50?
In the 50s, yeah.
50 to 53 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Their prisoners, yeah, were getting like supposedly getting fucking experimented on. Some of them didn't want to come back.
Yeah.
Some of them were coming back weird and
giving back loads of information, giving loads of information over, siding with the their captors and stuff like that. And then
like, what the fuck's going on here? What's happened here?
Straight away going, they must have the keys to mind control.
Yeah. They're all tripping on LSD.
Yeah. There must be something going on. So,
which I suppose is understandable. Yeah. I can see where it's all come from.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, as crazy and ridiculous as the whole thing is, like, I felt if I was in that situation, I'd probably be in the same ballpark.
Yeah, yeah, you would. You'd that's exactly what you think, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You got to remember this, the Cold War as well.
Yeah.
I suppose it wasn't a real war, but it's still like...
I don't know much about the Cold War. What was like... I don't want to jump down any tangents, but...
I think we do want to jump down to tangents. Yeah, I want to stumble headfirst into a tangent hole. No, I think the Cold War was like it wasn't a proper war. It was like
who's in? So it's like the Soviet Union and
America and the West.
Yeah.
Well, it was basically
the Americans' war against communism.
Yeah, but it was when so the Americans had the nukes.
Yeah,
and we're like, we're the big guys. We're the fucking real deal. And then they shit themselves when they realise, oh, fucking hell, Russia's got some nukes now.
Yeah.
And then I think it was more hype of, like, Russia's going to nuke us. It's going to be the end of the world.
A lot of talk.
And the Russians are thinking, oh, the Americans are going to nuke us.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot, and then it just all exploded into, like, what is it, espionage?
Yeah.
So spies and...
That's all it was, wasn't it? Yeah.
And then all the wars, like the Korean War, Vietnam War, even in the 80s with like the Middle East.
Yeah.
It's all like linked between the Soviets on one side, the Americans on the other. It's just like all that weird shit, isn't it, between them? It's
paranoia, yeah.
I think a lot of it was paranoia.
Especially on the American side.
Big time.
Yeah, as we can see through history. So the World War II is finished. Yeah. Whatever we know from previous podcasts what was going on there.
Yeah.
The Korean War, the Cold War, the American prisoners are being brainwashed.
Yeah.
Say the CIA, the Americans.
Yeah.
So they think, what can we do here?
We need to do something here.
So then
this could be a threat.
Yeah. So if they put all this together, don't they? Then they build all these plans and.
Yeah, and there was like Project Bluebird.
Yeah.
And Project Artichoke.
Mm-hmm.
Which was before MK Ultra, which was like.
Is this the stuff they did in Canada?
No, this is before, and before this is that. Like. This is throughout the Korean War.
Okay.
Where it was like basically MK Ultra, but on a lower level.
Yeah.
where it was just dabbling in, like, what can mind control be, and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then out of them two, they merged in 1953 into the MK Ultra.
Okay.
Which is MK, like, so the CIA, MK Ultra stands for, the MK is, like, the CIA had, what are they called, where it's like, you know, like words to mean something.
Abbreviations. What?
It's not abbreviated. It's like abbreviation, but it's not. You know, like a marker. I don't know. MK mean, like, the CIA had loads of different words, like MK,
yeah,
for example, that meant different stuff. And MK meant, like, I don't know, I can't remember, but it meant something.
Yeah.
And then Ultra was the name given to secret projects in World War II that were, like, highly classified. Like, the highest of the highest. So I think that's where they got MK Ultra from.
Cool.
But yeah, that came from that Project Bluebird and Project Artichoke.
Were they Donald Cameron? Was he running that?
Who's that other guy that you said? The scientist?
Sydney.
He was in...
Gottlieb.
Yeah, he was in one of them.
Yeah.
He joined halfway through one of them.
Yeah.
And then I think he was the one who was like...
Because he took
it to the next level.
So, yeah, it was... Donald Cameron was the main scientist.
Yeah.
Who was running all these alien experiments that we were talking about then.
Yeah, is that him?
Yeah. And then Gottlieb took all of that finding and went, I'm going to go even more.
I'm going to make it even more of a
and
thing.
And ran away with it.
Yeah.
But... So, I'm already lost of where we are.
Yeah. So, 1953.
Yeah.
MK Ultra, secret fucking high-level project by the CIA. What is it? Central Intelligence Agency.
Yeah.
Set up this MK Ultra, which was like an umbrella project for loads of other sub-projects. And the aim...
It's being run by Sidney Gottlieb.
Yeah, who's this, like, scientist, isn't he?
Yeah.
Psychologist... But like works for the army.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah,
and this was with a lot of them. They were like military doctors. That's what they were all called. So there were a couple who like died and stuff. You know that Donald Cameron? I'll just touch on it because so he was doing all the alien experiments. You know, he died hiking
in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, nowhere, and his family had been instructed to destroy all of his records and everything.
Well, there you go. Put the evidence together. Put the facts together.
Come on, connect the dots.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Exactly.
When did he die?
I'm not sure.
Well after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure I had it written down somewhere.
But... Yeah. Oh, so MK Ultra, 1953, the end of the Korean War, I think. I don't know the dates of the Korean War. I think it's the end of the Korean War. Mm-hmm. I wrote down the aim. So the aim of MK Ultra is to develop mind-controlling drugs and ways of hypnosis for use on targets in response to the Soviet use of mind-control techniques on prisoners of war in the Korean War.
So it's literally that paranoia that they're doing something.
We need to do something.
We need to do something. Yeah. So they've gone fucking insane.
One of the things in MKUltra was to produce the perfect truth drug.
Yeah.
Interrogating.
Have you seen that in fucking Pineapple Express? Have you seen the film Pineapple Express?
Yeah, yeah.
Seen the starting scene in that is where they're making the guy smoke. He's smoking weed.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's it. That's
making
MK.
Bill Hader,
yeah.
In that bunker, yeah. Secret bunker.
It's Thingo, isn't it? Is it Bill Hader?
Yeah, Bill Hader, yeah.
I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's literally MK Ultra. That
literally, yeah.
Yeah, that's so. If you've seen Final Express, the opening scene to it is MK Ultra.
Yeah. Oh,
So the other thing was they wanted to create sleeper agents and assassins who could work through like hypnosis and mind control drugs.
Mm.
You know, to work on the other side.
Yeah, because that's what they were doing. They weren't just. It wasn't just, so. At the start of MK Ultra, it was like you said before that. They were using all these other institutes, weren't they, to run these experiments, basically.
Yeah, and they used all universities, didn't they? As a guise.
Universities, hospitals, prisons, and that's...
Well, I was looking, if they did it through, just purely through the army, they wouldn't have got, like, funding from other places. But if you labelled, like, a hospital into the project.
Yeah.
Or like a university, you get funding from like...
the government.
Yeah, you know, like different parts of the government.
Yeah.
To do with education or health.
Unbelievable.
So they're getting money from that side as well.
That's all it was as well. There's so much money in that, in the CIA, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So MK Ultra's set up and...
with that aim.
With that aim.
It's highly secret.
Yeah. It's completely secret, and they were operating, like, certain things were operating under different names and stuff. They didn't want anything, obviously, they didn't want anything to come out. It's a secret, covert experiments. The CIA, so Sidney Gottlieb sees, and they weren't just using LSD. There was, like, electrocution, there was loads of drugs, the experiments with ecstasy, marijuana, like, literally used everything.
Even, like, DMT, didn't they?
Yeah.
Mescaline.
Exactly, yeah. They were just
all like the fucking what is it, the hallucinogenics, what's all that stuff called, like psychedelics,
hallucinogenics, yeah,
just fucking mess with your head,
hallucinogens or something,
that's it, hallucinogens,
yeah. They were just trying like all these different combinations, looking at the effects, looking at what it was doing, all for this fucking mind control. It's ridiculous though.
To get mind control, to get like a person and control them to carry out an operation, carry out an assassination.
And I watched the film last night.
Yeah.
Just by chance. Nothing to do with like because we were doing this. I know we said we were going to watch Men Who Stare at Goats.
Well.
Did you watch it?
I watched that last night.
So I watched the film that was like just exactly like, and I'll talk about it later on.
Yeah.
So the CIA go out and buy the world's supply.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Of LSD.
They try and purchase to stop other people from like... So if it is... So the thinking was like, if the LSD is one of the components to this, all this mind control, fucking all this, well, we need to get the world supply before everybody else gets it.
So like at the time, it was only being produced in like...
Was it Switzerland?
Yeah, one place in Switzerland, which I couldn't believe as well. Like,
you know, just like some fucking lab, some like people who had nothing to do with anything just creating this LSD.
Just
thing.
Making LSD, that's what they do. So I don't know, did they...
I don't think they did buy it. I think they got a lot, but I didn't think it went through.
Yeah, they did get a lot because some of the dosages that they were giving to people were a bit fucking silly. Yeah. Bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
So they were like MK Ultra, they are looking for the key to mind control.
Yeah.
They're trying all these different things. They're starting to get all these little projects beneath it, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's it. Yeah, it was all MK Ultra was like an umbrella term for all these sub projects.
Yeah.
That were to do with all this, different ones, different... Like, one was to do with, like, hitting people over the head. You ever see that? It was, like... There was 170 or something projects. Something like that.
Was there?
One of them, like, Project 157 or something.
I think, yeah.
One of them was, like, concussion-based. They were giving people concussions like to that, erase memories.
Like that fucking Nazi thing with the hammer.
Like stuff like just all random shit like that.
Yeah, just trying everything, and they still do all like shit like this, don't they? Like the CIA, they still like defend like torture and stuff, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Like waterboarding and stuff like that.
Fucking Grand Sanctuary movie.
Yeah,
that all came out, didn't it?
Exactly. And all of their stuff always ends up coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they get like the what's that act called? It's like the fucking Freedom of Information Act. Straight away, bang! We want to know what you
do. I was nobody at that top level tried to sorted that out.
No.
Under obviously, if you try and do it in front of everybody, if it's like, hey, fucking hell, what are you doing?
Like in the CIA?
Yeah, or you're like some government or some, I don't know. I suppose then is it too obvious? You end up like a dictatorship.
Possibly, yeah. I don't know. I think within the CIA, I think the CIA is like so powerful.
Yeah. It's operating on its own thing, isn't it? It's nothing like to do with the government.
It's literally its own thing.
Yeah.
With all the guys in charge, all the bigwigs in the CIA, they know what's going on. They're the fucking people giving it the green light. No one's gonna
go right ahead.
Yeah, no one's standing up and saying no, are you, to anything.
Yeah. So the main thing was LSD, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was made in this lab in Switzerland, and they were thinking LSD, because it is supposed to be really strong.
Mm.
They were thinking, this is the key. And they started doing it on, like, mental patients, didn't they?
Yeah.
And, like, prisoners.
Heroin addicts.
Like, people who can't, what's the word, like, vulnerable, can't have a say, a proper say in it. And they started doing the experiments on them, trying to...
They were doing them in, like, different countries as well, weren't they? So they started doing these experiments where, like, there weren't as many human rights regulations
yeah.
and stuff.
That's, and like, that's just instantly dark.
Exactly.
You're doing it like that, on that level.
Yeah, the people set up would, like, just start bringing them, like, people's experiments on. Fucking mental, innit? Also, we missed out that the CIA were bringing Nazi scientists and doctors over.
No, that just... Yeah. Think,
we did skip over that one a little bit.
Well, if you think how funny... Like, NASA basically took all the Nazi fucking scientists.
Which is, like, fair. Okay, fair enough.
And CIA take all the fucking Nazi experimenters. Yeah.
So all, like all the people who were doing some of the stuff that we were talking in the Nazi experiments podcast, the CIA going, come on.
Yeah, you know the ins and outs.
Tell us what you know. Yeah.
So basically, the inside of America is, like, founded on a...
Yeah. Some of America's greatest breakthroughs is all...
It's all Nazi-based.
It's all Nazi-based. It is fucking mental, innit?
See, that's just... It shows how much the Nazis were, like, on the front foot.
Yeah.
Like, that fucking... What's the word? Innovative.
Yeah.
Forward blasting.
Well, they just didn't give a shit, did they? They just try anything.
Fucking did it.
As we know. Yeah, they just didn't care. So, all of this is basically coming from Nazis, and like, not just the CIA looking at some of the experiments they were doing during World War II, but literally coming from the brains of some of the Nazi doctors and scientists.
Do you think they probably gave them, they would have, wouldn't they, like, said, we won't, like, kill you.
No,
you can work for
us. They get new nice American names and
a nice big house.
Nice big American houses.
Big Labrador.
Yeah, go and be American citizens. Live the American dream.
Forget that you were in the war. Yeah. You were in Dachau.
Because the death, I mean... Well, actually, who knows? Maybe they did fucking torture them for all the information. And just run with it.
And then just said they were working for us.
Yeah. Because we know, like, a lot of the documentation for those experiments all went missing, didn't it?
All got... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Well, no, it's probably in America.
Yeah, it's probably in, like, a filing cabinet somewhere in the CIA.
It literally is, isn't it?
It's next to, like, some woman, some fucking desk woman.
Yeah.
No idea.
Just all Nazi fucking...
All the results, everything. Yeah. The plans, the blueprints of all the experiments.
Yeah, so when we're doing podcasts and saying, they're doing all these experiments, but there's no data, not finding anything out. Well, they actually are. There's loads of data. The CIA got it all filed away.
Yeah, so we're using the LSD... I've got one thing here. So they're using it on mental patients and all that. One mental patient was given LSD every day for 174 days in a row. And he basically went through all, like, different psychological experiments. You know, like, I don't know, you know, trying to wipe his memory and all that shit.
Yeah.
And I think it just fried him for 174 days. He's fucking gone.
Yeah,
he fell off the face of the earth,
You're done. They would, like, the heroin addicts they were giving it to as well, they'd get them in and they give them LSDs, like, and then they, like, will study them a little bit and reward them with more heroin.
With more heroin. There you go, mate.
Yeah.
Fucking big syringe of heroin.
That's fucking wrong. Just don't get it.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, after that, the first level was that, with the LSD section of the MK Ultra, the first level was that, doing it on the prisoners, heroin addicts, all that. And then it kind of leveled up, didn't it?
Yeah.
And they started doing it on people within the CIA. And the, like, unsuspecting fucking lab people.
Yeah.
Scientists.
Like that Dr. Olsen fella.
Yeah,
Jumped out the fucking hotel window.
I've got...
He slipped it. Literally slipped it into his drink.
Yeah. Well, I've got the story. I've got some screenshots here. From Wiki.
Yeah.
That seems to say some good stuff. But it was literally like, if you worked in the CIA, you weren't safe from getting an expert. You could be, I don't know, it's 12 o'clock lunchtime, she gets some food. You go to the canteen, and the next minute, your afternoon, you're in a fucking box getting experimented on.
Well, it was
tripping,
like,
on LSD.
I heard about, there was one fella who was, like, ready to retire. He must have been pretty big.
Yeah.
And they took him out and he was tripping on LSD and that, and then he just do you persuade them to just stay on? So he must be making all the decisions and that.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
And they're thinking, oh, if he goes, then I can't remember his name or anything. This is pretty loose, like, but.
But he was pretty high up and he was involved in it.
Yeah.
He was like taking it.
Yeah. And then, well, they, I don't know whether he was taking it or they slipped him some, but.
And then, like, so a lot of the stuff was like trying to get confessions out, wasn't it? Stuff like that. Like, let's give this guy, give your colleague, give the receptionist a dose of LSD within the fucking CIA. And then for the afternoon, we're going to try and get like a secret out and see how far we can get. Or,
yeah.
What was the other stuff? Like wiping memories.
Because it had to be.
Amnesia.
To a degree, it had to be unsuspecting, didn't it? You can't get these heroin addicts saying, come and take this LSD and we're going to see what it does to you.
Yeah.
Because when you're looking for mind control or truth serum, stuff like that, you need it kind of to be.
Well, they even did it on people of the members of the public, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah.
Like.
I don't know what scenarios.
Is this Midnight Climax?
Well, no, I was. We can come to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
But yeah, the other drugs. Oh, I've got it here. Yeah, the other drugs like mushrooms, mescaline.
Yeah.
Cocaine, DMT. Another thing. But they realised, like, these drugs, like mushrooms and fucking LSD and all that, they can be used because they wear off. You could, one of the things, some, I don't know who came up with the idea, was you could slip it to like a high member of the government who's going to be involved in a meeting.
Yeah.
And you could slip it to him and he could like start talking fucking shit and ruin like this like meeting or a plan or something. And then afterwards it's worn off and he's like, oh, I don't know what the fuck happened then.
And then all them
are like, what the fuck's happened there? And you're like,
and then he looks like a crazy person.
Yeah.
And vote with no confidence straight away.
Well, I got a screenshot of some experiments. So that Sidney Gottlieb, he was like the main dude behind all of this shit. And that was, he did all the tests he was doing. Here we go. So one experiment here was giving LSD to people in a normal setting without warning. So that was like what you said, you know, in a normal setting.
Yeah.
So if you're doing it in a lab, it's kind of, your mind's already
preparing for it, isn't it? Yeah.
But if you're doing it in an everyday life situations,
in the office or...
That's where the fucking covert operations are going ahead, aren't they? The spies and all that. That's where they're dealing. They're not going to be dealing in a lab, aren't they?
No. Nope.
So that's where he was thinking... To do all that stuff. He said everybody in technical services, I don't know what that, I think that was like a branch of CIA, everybody in that said they had it done to them.
I work in technical services.
There we go.
Part of the CIA.
You're getting loads of experiments, aren't you? He said a typical experiment involved two people in a room and they were told to observe each other, but the other person didn't know that they were... They both thought they were just the only one.
Oh.
You know, like they thought the other person was getting experimented on, and they had to observe them, or in fact, both of them were. And observe, like, the other person getting fucking tripping on LSD while they're in, like, the office or something, and take notes. And then eventually, all these experiments, they started, like, drugging all the people who were experimenting them. Yeah, you know, the lab people.
Yeah.
And testing them to see how they dealt with it. And he said, like, outsiders were drugged with no explanation whatsoever, and surprise acid trips became something of an occupational hazard among CIA operatives.
What the fuck?
So they fucking took it to the extreme level there.
Yeah, literally.
Like, well, I feel like it's hard to comprehend that.
Yeah. Like, they're just like...
Nobody's safe there at all.
No one's...
And that's part of the fucking operation, the project.
Yeah. That's... How far does it keep going? So the people who are studying the people on the LSD and now on LSD, and then someone's studying them. How far back does it go? Just start...
Goes right back to that.
Them with LSD.
What's his name? Sidney.
Yeah, he's the only one who's sober. Everyone else is tripping.
In this, like, whole CIA building. Yeah. Like, fucking... The doors are just blasting. Everybody's just chilling. Well, that Olson. So, there was, what was it saying? Oh, there was examples of like people receiving drugs in the morning coffee. on the way to work.
Yeah.
And like going crazy in the city. And the Frank Olsen, so that's that guy, he said, wasn't it? An army chemist. He said he'd never taken LSD, was covertly dosed by his CIA supervisor, and 9 days later plunged to his death from the window of a 13th story building in New York.
That's insane.
And it said, according to Stephen Kinzer, who was one of the people who, he's like one of the forefronts of like, he wrote a load of books, didn't he, or something about this. He said Olsen had approached the CIA superiors beforehand, saying the morality of the project. You're like questioning it, like, oh, this doesn't sound right, this. And then next minute, he's fucking one of the subjects.
Oh my God. And he's thrown himself out of a fucking hotel room.
He's done.
Heavy, innit?
So that's why I had screenshotted for that stuff.
Yeah.
Fucking the LSD experiments.
This is like, and I didn't see anything about, so obviously that guy, Olsen, died.
Yeah.
I didn't see, like, hundreds of people must have died.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You're giving loads of people drugs. Nobody knows how to react.
No. Like, and this isn't, like, a big drug at the time, is it?
This is before, like...
The hippie movement. Yeah, yeah.
Which we can get into as well. Yeah, I suppose that's a bit of a conspiracy about, to drop it. Yeah. Or should we get to it later?
No, yeah, yeah. We'll get to it later.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a few people I want to...
Yeah.
We'll talk about first. But yeah, no one knows how to deal with this new drug that's come out. People are definitely
psychedelics. Nobody's even fucking heard of psychedelic or anything, or hallucinogens or anything like that.
No. People go before that, blowing their brains out.
Yeah. before like psychedelics and all that, if you're on about hallucinating and shit, you're gonna be on about like fucking folklore, medieval stories or something, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You have no fucking comprehension of
what you're gonna see, what they're gonna see,
yeah,
how that's gonna make you feel. it's just insane. So this is what they're doing. Do you want to? Should we talk about Midnight Climax?
Yeah, the best name ever.
Yeah.
For something.
Literally.
You could. You, who's come? Did you ever find out who came up with that name?
No.
It is the best name. They must have been. They the people who came up with it were probably in a test subject
definitely
themselves.
Yeah. Operation Midnight Climax.
So that was one of the, you know what I'm saying about the sub-projects?
Yeah.
This Operation Midnight Climax was one of the sub-projects. I don't know which number it was, but it was one of the,
like, 170, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's 100, it was 100 and...
Something like that,
below 200.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100 and something. Yeah.
Operation Midnight Climax.
So they were looking at, like, I don't know, almost like the relationship between LSD and sex, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was like the focus. But, so, we'll talk about what it was.
Yeah, yeah, explain how it went down.
So, the CIA are using strippers.
On the payroll.
in a strip club to start dosing their clients with LSD.
Yeah.
And they're just watching what goes on in it.
Observing.
Yeah, and from mine, I've got, it was a highly unscientific experiment.
Definitely.
What did they even find? What was there to see from it?
Well, I've seen, there was quite a few different, like one was, so basically how it went down was they had this strippers or prostitutes, and they had all these safe houses that they converted into like brothels.
Yeah.
Secret, obviously fake brothels. And the prostitute,
yeah,
on the payroll of the CIA, obviously doesn't know the project. It's just...
Well, no one knew, did they? No. So all those, like, the heroin addicts and all the, like, those people we were talking about before.
Yeah.
They never knew they were getting LSD off the CIA.
They just thought it was a fucking thing. Well, these prostitutes just got the pay to do a thing, what they got told.
Yeah.
And so they took the clients back to this brothel, didn't they? Mm. Back to the room.
Yeah.
And slip LSD into the client. And then in the room, which is a CIA safe house, really.
Yeah, which got, like, it's got microphones.
It's got a one-way mirror?
Yeah.
Or is it two-way?
A two-way mirror.
Two-way, one-way.
Well, it'd be one-way, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't see them.
So on the other side is CIA, what are they, I don't know, fucking scientists.
Yeah.
Who are watching all this go down in the room. And then the prostitute and the guy, does their thing, and they just try and take the notes of what happens.
Yeah.
One of them was like, after them fucking each other, they'd say the prostitute would be told to try and get confessions out of the guy because he would be in a vulnerable state.
But were these like, so were the guys anyone in particular?
I think they were just everybody. I think there were a lot of them were like military people.
Oh, were they?
You know, just like off, what is it? Just on the day off or something.
Yeah. So what was like?
And have you got about where they filmed them all?
No, I haven't.
So there's this guy who was running this project. I don't know his name. He started towards, I don't know, I think it went on for ages, this.
Yeah.
Towards the, like, the last half of this, whatever, if it would, say if it went on for 10 years or something, throughout the 60s, he started filming through the mirror and then blackmailing the guys who got done and said, "Well, we've got this video of you and all this. You have to fucking pay up."
What the fuck? like privately, yeah, like away from the CIA, he was just...
Oh, he was blackmailing
God, going out of his way. That's genius, that's to be fair.
Well, yeah, I suppose that's... he's making use of the the setup.
Of his privileges.
But this Operation Midnight Climax, a lot of people like who were involved on the CIA side basically just used it just to sleep with loads of prostitutes as well, didn't they? Just take LSD, have a load of drinks and just fuck around.
Yeah.
It was like one big party.
Literally in a brothel.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's... I'm guessing... So that's like one of the most famous like sub-projects, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the... I think that's
the one, in it.
The one.
So God knows what was going on in all these other ones.
Oh, I've got some more stuff actually on it. On the... what they were doing. The victims were sometimes fed subliminal messages in attempts to induce them into involuntary actions, including criminal activity such as robbery, assault, and even assassination.
What?
So I suppose they're thinking the mind's vulnerable. While they're on LSD and fucking...
Yeah.
You can kind of, like, I don't know...
We can trick them.
Trick them into doing stuff.
That's, like... That's literally it, isn't it? So when we were saying about, like, trying a combination of drugs to see what the effects were...
Yeah.
They've used sex as...
Yeah.
...as a drug.
They've took that.
And they've gone, like, where does this send the mind?
It's fucking crazy. It's fucked up. That, all that is a natural thing. It's not like...
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're just connecting dots and it could be this, it could be that. No, all that happened.
Yeah.
That was an actual project that went underway.
You said, like, this is what you said, you want to stress that.
Yeah.
This is not a conspiracy. It isn't.
Midnight Climax. Yeah. Operation Midnight Climax.
Operation Midnight Climax actually happened. Yeah.
It'd be funny to analyse all those results. They must have got some... You know, like, some of it did get results, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like people were hypnotised, and people, you know, you said about like erasing memory.
Mm-hmm.
They did erase some memories of people.
Yeah.
I don't know how successful it was to turn them into actual sleeper agents, like Matt Damon running around and born identity.
Yeah, I've got, do you know what, I've got no doubts that they were, and when we get into some of the people that are linked with it, you can't really, and that's like connecting dots a little bit with a couple of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't really say that that it doesn't work. Can you? You can't, can you?
I think stuff like that, it's going to mess with people's minds anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're going to get some sort of results. It's not going to be like, oh, nothing happened there. We tried it, nothing, no change.
I wonder what the results were from that Midnight Climax.
Yeah.
Right. Because that just sounds like a fucking ridiculous.
Did they get someone to kill someone after fucking a prostitute?
Whereas, like, when we get to, like, some of the other ones, like, we say, like, Ted Kaczynski when he was getting experiments on him while he was in university.
Yeah. Should we go into that? Should we go into the people?
Yeah, yeah.
The noticeable...
Well, I'll start off saying, so Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber.
Yeah.
While he was in university, he was part of these things, and that just totally fucked him up. He was, like, this fucking super student, wasn't he, for fucking forever.
He was like supposed to be highly intelligent, isn't
he? Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Well, you can see that from what he did later on, but this fucked him up. So like, one of the little examples I heard was like, they'd get him in a room. And you can listen to tapes. This is all recorded, isn't it?
You can hear him.
Yeah. I'm sure I've watched the Unabomber documentary. It's not from...
Oh, what's the one on Netflix?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
That's supposed to be. I haven't watched that. That's
supposed to watch that. So, yeah.
Phoebe told me to watch that.
Yeah. So that's got like.
This is an episode in itself. Yeah. Peter Bomber, isn't it?
Would and there's a few people here. I don't want to delve into too any of them too deep.
But, yeah.
This was like serious. Like, not even. I don't know whether it was mind control, but more like what they'd do is they'd sit him in a room and tell him how much like his mum hates him and stuff like that.
What?
And how his mum's disappointed.
While he was on drugs.
I don't know whether he was on drugs. I don't know whether he was on drugs in particular.
But it was just
more like a mental torture.
Yeah, I get you.
And it got to the point where he'd go home and he'd bash his mum.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah,
that's like the CIA's doing that to
him. Yeah. That's where it all came out. All those, honestly, stay and listeners, watch that Unabomber documentary on Netflix.
Cause that's ridiculous. That's absurd.
I'm sure.
Absolutely absurd.
Yeah, I'm sure it has the recordings in it.
Wow.
I swear. But, so that's it's one of the first ones. Obviously, it's not.
Well, he was fucked up, wasn't he?
Yeah.
From it. He did load of
they didn't.
And he bombed the American government, didn't he?
Yeah. That's.
He didn't bomb, like, fucking.
Like schools.
Yeah, he didn't do anything like that.
No, it was all like.
He was aimed at the American government.
It was, literally. The system. That's what it was. He was against the system, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because that was his whole thing that they published in the newspaper. But that's for another fucking podcast, all that. So there was him. There was Robert Hunter from The Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Used to take the LSD.
He's the Grateful Dead are the pinnacle of the hippie movement.
Yeah. He'd bring it back and spread it with the band and they were all fucking tripping balls.
Which you can hear in the music.
Yeah, literally. And that was like one of the... So like you said, then they were like one of the main things that started to kick off this like the hippie movement.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a bit of a conspiracy, but one of the things what people can say is the CIA invented the hippies.
Yeah.
Because all this shit was happening, the LSD and stuff was happening before the hippie movement, and then people argue all these mainstream people like the Grateful Dead and say Jim Morrison and the Doors and all were all part of it. So it created all this
like a culture.
These people and it created this culture of hippie movement.
Yeah. Insane. That's what I wrote down, like this, like these experiments allowed LSD to be like to leak into
society,
to American cultures. Yeah, American culture. Literally. And it was, and it created these people that were everything that the CIA stood against.
Yeah, how funny is that? Complete opposite.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. Yeah. So that's like Ken Kesey, who's the author of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
So he was part of the early experiments at one of these clinics that the CIA were secretly running. And he was that obsessed with the LSD. He got a job in that clinic and started to steal the LSD and take it home and share it with his friends.
Fucking deal it out.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And then obviously he wrote One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which we've spoken about on the podcast before. Is like you can see where that's coming from.
That's well, like the guy Jack Nicholson in the film or whatever. I haven't read the book. All right, no, I think my brother's got the book actually. But yeah, he's like a guy who goes into the mental asylum and gets like experimented on, doesn't he, by the end?
Yeah.
Against his own will and becomes crazy.
It's literally the same story. Which is insane. Anyone else? I'll go dead quick. You got James Whitey Bulger.
The mobster.
I don't know the full story. I haven't seen.
I think I've got it here, yeah.
He literally ended up working for the CIA.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, that's not even like it's not like conspiracy.
We're not saying, but he possibly, there's murmurs that he did some work for the CIA. No.
Literally worked for him. Yeah, there's
literally went against the fucking.
The mob.
And started working for the CIA.
I've got Allen Ginsberg.
Have
you read On the Road, Jack Kerouac?
No.
So that book, they say, is like the most influential book apart from the Bible.
Really?
Because they put that as like the movement for like the hippie culture and this whole modernist movement. You know, against you know, like the free love and against like the conservative way of life. Because on the road, Jack Kerouac was like, actually, I don't even know what it's about, him just writing about himself on the road, meeting all these people throughout the 50s and 60s. But Allen Ginsberg is his mate in the book, who's like who's showing him the way of like true life.
Was Ginsberg and
he was a poet.
A poet, yeah.
Yeah. And they say like he was he was in one of the universities and was a part of the experiments, taking all the LSD.
Unbelievable.
And his experiment, he said, was they dose him up on loads of LSD and make him pick a load of records to listen to and like blast them. And he said he picked this Tibetan music and Richard Wagner. Wow, of all the music you can pick. Well, I suppose there wasn't that much music out then, but...
No, not yet.
Not yet. And then they did all, like, fucking observed him and shit while he was, like, super dosed up. They said that was, like, really changed him, like, profoundly.
Yeah.
Fucking changed his way of thinking and everything.
Skyrocketed his fucking...
Created. He was one of the most influential part of the hippie movement.
But you look at, like, all these people are, like, super influential, aren't they? It's like, I mean...
They say, like... Jim Morrison, his dad... Well, no, his dad was the guy who started the Vietnam War.
What?
His dad is the general. So this Vietnam War started in the Gulf of... Oh, what is it called? Below Japan, that... You know the Gulf where it goes in?
Yeah.
Basically, there was like an American ship and they thought they were getting shot at by a North Vietnamese submarine or something. Like it was a miscommunication. And Jim Morrison's dad was, I don't know if he was on the ship or something, gave the orders to fire the first shot and engage in the activity, which they knew would have started the Vietnam War. And they say like he was part, like they don't know did he do it on purpose or not, but he was the guy that it all came back to, who started the Vietnam War, was Jim Morrison's dad. Completely linked to CIA, and they say like Jim Morrison could have been like, I don't know, you know, fucking part of the, like, worse, naming all these people.
Yeah, yeah, like part of these experiments.
Yeah,
raised into it.
Yeah,
raised. Oh my god. And you've got, so I know you want to talk about your boy Manson. I'll go quick. So Saran.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Killed Robert Kennedy.
So you got JFK. Yeah. He gets killed.
Yeah.
Oswald.
So, well, Oswald, we know his links.
Clearly.
Well, see, this is the thing with the JFK assassination, though, Steve. There's so many concrete facts.
Yeah.
But there's still, like, the stuff we don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just like, what?
Absolutely kills me. That, whereas in this, we know everything.
Yeah, yeah. There's, black and white.
There's not much more I'd want to find out. Whereas, yeah. JFK is like, we get everything. Know exactly what happened. There's video of it, and then there's like this like grey. It's like a cloud of
There's a cloud. Oh, that's a good way of putting it.
But it could be. It's still people are asking the questions.
Yeah. Well, what we know about Oswald was he was American, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was he in the army? He was, wasn't he? He was trained. He had the capabilities to pull that type of shooting off.
Yeah.
But he was discharged from the army, wasn't he? For doing some. He went crazy, didn't he?
Yeah.
I can't remember, something like that. And then the years leading up to the assassination, he was in Russia, he was in Cuba, Fidel Castro. They don't know why, but they know they can fucking put him. He was in Russia at that time, he came back, he was in Cuba at that time, and then all of a sudden, he's fucking assassinating Kennedy. So he was, they'd be able to say.
And we know the CIA were in both those locations as well.
Yeah. Was he a sleeper agent? And who was he a sleeper agent for?
Oh, yeah, which...
Could he have gone like a sleeper agent for the CIA that's gone crazy and fucked, you know, gone against him? Was he a sleeper agent for the Soviet Union?
Or Castro.
Yeah, Castro, coming back.
Because it wasn't like a big thing about this, like like you said before, about assassinations, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, one of the big things was they were trying to assassinate Castro.
Yeah.
And Che Guevara. Which I suppose they did, didn't they? But
yeah, they got him in the end.
Finally got him.
That bastard. Slippery bastard.
But yeah, oh, Castro, he was like the fucking main dude who was getting hammered by this. Yeah.
You've got a book for me about Castro and fucking...
Oh, I can't finish it, you know.
No.
you know why I keep picking it up and I'm reading it? And you know why I keep putting it down? because it makes me angry that I'm not involved in a revolution. I'm not running through the jungles with my comrades.
Yeah.
Fighting for a revolution, all sweating with AKs, dying for something that you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fighting against the CIA American in the jungles of like fucking Cuba.
Because I don't know like anything, but I need to know more. So I'm waiting on that.
Oh, it's so good. And I'm like, every time I read it, I'm like, oh, why can't I be part of something as epic as that?
You can put it down, slam it.
Yeah.
Slam it shut.
That.
So, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah. So, oh yeah. So,
yeah. We've gone back on track a little bit.
Tangented. And then Kennedy's brother,
Robert Kennedy. He was shot by Saran Saran.
And when was that?
I don't know when that was.
In the '60s, wasn't it?
Yeah. It wasn't long after.
Yeah.
Kennedy died. When did Kennedy die? 64.
Oh, I think it was earlier than that. It was like 61.
61. Let me have a look.
Kennedy.
JFK.
The JFK assassination.
63.
60. Oh, so you were close. I was close. You were? See,
know my stuff.
Yeah. Robert Kennedy.
He was killed in. Fuck. I'm going to have to dive into the Wikipedia page to give me as quick as that.
What?
68.
Yeah, so it's not long afterwards.
Yeah.
It's all part of that decade.
Literally, he died the day after he was. Oh no, he didn't. Never mind.
Oh.
Sorry.
Wait, so how did he die?
He was shot. Was he?
Yeah.
By Saran Saran, and when he was
is the footage of that? Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't looked into that as much as see. This isn't the famous one.
What do you mean? Oh, from the
you got two Kennedy assassinations.
What? Well, there's the other one, isn't there?
Which other one?
On the plane. You don't know I think it's his son. One of them where he's on the plane goes down. I think it's in the '70s.
No.
And well, I think it's put down to like a plane crash or something. But they say, you know, I don't know at all here. But I'm vague that there was a third JFK. I don't even know what to Google.
Kennedy plane crash.
Yeah, I should put Kennedy plane crash.
Well, anyway, I'll just while you're doing that. So Saran Saran, who did kill Robert Kennedy, his attorney stated that he was under the influence of hypnosis from the CIA when he shot and killed.
Wait, so he claimed that?
That's what his attorney claimed. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's like all this hasn't come out yet, isn't it?
No.
So not a lot of people know about it. At the time, he's in court. How does he know about 68, it?
It's
how
not,
does he know how to come out and say with that?
Because it's not out yet. Saran must say. Because, it hasn't come out. It only came out in the 70s.
The only way you could know is fucking being involved in it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's fucking... What?
But they never... Obviously, they're not going to...
Yeah, did they just say, oh, he's crazy?
Yeah, they're not going to claim that one, are they?
Yeah. He was... Yeah, that was us. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah. We didn't mean for him to kill Robert Kennedy.
Yeah, it just went wrong.
It's ridiculous that though, isn't it? JFK, John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy were both assassinated within, 5 years of each other. And both...
both were, like...
both of the killers. They fucking had all these connections with the CIA.
Very suspect killers.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like a guy who's just gone AWOL a bit.
Yeah, it wasn't a random mate. And both of them claim the CIA.
Yeah,
I don't. Lee Harvey Oswald, obviously, but and then he was killed.
Yeah, he was assassinated.
Yeah, by someone
in the mob, was it?
Yeah, in the mob.
That's
and we know their connection with the CIA as well. Fuck, I'm unraveling all this fucking rope here, Steve.
Well, I've got is the son, John F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
His was 1999. Died when a light aircraft he was flying crashed into the ocean.
He was flying?
Yeah.
You can't trust those light aircraft, so.
Kennedy's wife, Carolyn Bessett,
and
sister-in-law, Lauren Bessett,
were on that plane as well.
Were on the plane and died.
All of them?
So the whole family's wiped out.
What the
and
fuck?
None of them... Like, even that is, like, I'm sure, I haven't got it here, but I'm sure it's supposed to be, like, they don't know why. You know, like, it's not, like, clear-cut why the plane crashed or anything.
Just,
it's, like, very weird how it happened.
There's no reasoning. Like when Emiliano Sala, they can say, like...
Yeah, it was a it was a storm.
Yeah, there was a storm and the plane shouldn't have taken off.
Yeah.
His plane just went down in the middle of the ocean.
I think that's the narrative of it, yeah.
What the fuck? I fucking hate little planes like that, mate. Don't catch me in one of them.
Like, there was a helicopter crash as well, isn't there?
Yeah. Did you see that one in Wigan a few weeks ago?
No.
Oh, my God. I didn't tell this on the podcast. There was two old fellas crashed a plane in a farmer's field in Wigan a couple of weeks ago. There's a full article about it on, like, the fucking Daily Star or whatever. I was on the train to Manchester on, like, a Friday a few weeks ago, the start of this month.
Yeah.
And I was, like, I look out the window and I was like, what the fuck? And the full wreckage of the plane is upside down in a field. Or, like, next to the railway.
While it's happening?
No, no, no. At, like, a couple of days after it happened.
Oh, I see.
I'm like, what?
And you see it?
And I'm, like, verbally on the train, what the fuck is that?
Was there other people looking?
No one else was bothered. Am I going fucking crazy here?
Yeah, like, what?
That's a fucking plane wreckage in the middle of a field in Wigan.
That's so fucking funny, that.
Yeah, that was mental. I'll show you the article when we finish, like... I don't know how we've gone.
Wait, do you have your earphones in?
Yeah.
What are you listening to?
I can't remember. I think probably a podcast. Probably our podcast.
Assassinations.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking mental. Anyway.
Yeah.
Charles Manson, Steve.
Yeah. He was fucking 100%, not conspiracy, 100%.
Manson family.
Linked to the CIA.
Yeah.
So you got... He got tested on, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he always claimed the CIA fried his brain. That's like a famous quote, isn't it?
Yeah.
That he said numerous times.
He wrote a book?
I think so, yeah. CIA fried my mind.
Hmm.
Well, the story, I don't know the story properly.
Which one?
Of Manson.
The whole story?
I mean, like, the CIA linkage, but...
Yeah.
It was, like, in a... Oh, what's the place?
The farm.
Where they all live in San Francisco, where it was, like, supposed to be the start of the hippie movement.
You've lost me.
Oh fuck! I'm gonna have to Google that.
Yeah.
So basically, there was a section of San Francisco called Haight-Ashbury. The Haight-Ashbury. Which was in San Francisco, where the hippies would all gather. Right, it was like the pinnacle of, you know, like, the hippie movement.
Mm.
And, like, Manson obviously was, like, involved in that whole scene big time.
Yeah.
But within that, like, so it's just a few blocks in San Francisco.
It's just an area, yeah.
An area. Within that, I'm not even going off my notes anymore.
just go.
Within that, I'm sure the CIA had, like, cover safe houses in that. Dealing with creating, capturing hippies to do experiments before the hippie movement. So it's just like, well, not like capturing hippies, but like capturing people in that area.
Yeah.
And doing their experiments with LSD. And it just coincides. And in there, I'm sure, what is it called? The Haight-Ashbury Clinic. I'm just Googling it all now. I'm rolling in. The Haight-Ashbury Clinic was a clinic in there where loads of people would go to get, like, drugs and stuff like that. And that's where Manson would go with the girls and all that and meet people and, like, congregate and get drugs and stuff. And one of the people at the CIA, I'm sure, I can't remember his name, worked there, and that's where he met Manson. And Manson had all his experiments done.
Fuck.
At this place, the Haight-Ashbury Clinic.
And that's where he then went...
And then they say...
So Manson would keep getting arrested, wouldn't he?
Yeah, and he'd always get let off.
And the CIA go in and see him and go, right, Charlie, come on, you come with us.
Yeah.
Do a few experiments on you and let you go again.
Like, what the fuck? That's literally it. Yeah. That's not like...
That's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. He'd get arrested and the CIA would come in and take him.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And then... But he had his family, didn't he, of, like, them girls
the
and
Manson
stuff
family,
on the farm.
Yeah.
Controlling them. How, like...
Yeah, literally controlling them.
How did you get all these people? How did he get a load of people to kill somebody?
His mad little cult.
Yeah. He literally manipulated them.
Yeah.
He must have known certain CIA techniques,
yeah.
tactics, hypnosis.
Must be. It must be because... So he's doing this... he's got this cult.
Yeah.
Pretty much, hasn't he? The Manson family. It's a cult.
A gathering of brethren.
Yeah. And at the same time, he's being experimented on trying to test mind control and brainwashing and manipulation.
He's
and
getting his brain
like
fried.
Yeah.
Do all this.
Well, he must... So we must be.
Yeah.
We know how much those, like, because they literally killed for him.
Yeah. They fucking did it all. And like, he never killed anybody, didn't he?
No.
He got them to do it.
Yeah.
He basically was what the CIA were trying to, like, he was, what all this was, he was that in, like, person form.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
Literally. He literally was. He's the representation.
Yeah.
who did he kill in the, they killed Sharon Stone?
Sharon Stone. Sharon Tate.
Sharon Tate, yeah, sorry. Not Sharon Stone.
And Roman Polanski.
Polanski. Yeah.
Well, he didn't die, didn't he? No.
It was brutal. Wait,
he's did he get done for, like... He can't come into America again, can he?
Roman Polanski?
Yeah.
Really?
He's on the run. And he's making films and everything. And remember, he couldn't get his award. You know, the Academy Award or the Oscar. Because he couldn't come into America.
I didn't know any of this.
I think he killed somebody, actually.
Fuck off. So Sharon Tate and another guy were killed, weren't they?
Yeah. And it basically goes into it in what's the
Once
film?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
But it's true, isn't it? Like, she was sleeping around.
Yeah.
And had loads of boyfriends. And Roman Polanski, or whatever his name, Polanski,
yeah.
Like, allowed it, didn't he?
Something like that, yeah.
He let it happen.
Yeah. They don't really... She was pregnant, wasn't she? And it's like brutal what they did to her. Like, didn't they spread all the blood all over the walls and stuff?
Yeah, it was supposed to be like
stab
really
her like fucking 400 times.
A really like a sacrifice, nearly, wasn't it?
Yeah, a brutal killing. But it's good in that's a really good scene in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
It's fucking such a good scene. Where he has dog. The tin. Puts the tin on the guy, yeah. The girl's head. Yeah, and the dog's just mauling somebody.
God, fucking mental. And flamethrower in the pool.
The best is, like, he doesn't know, doesn't he, what's going on
no,
at all.
No, he's listening to the fucking... He's trying to learn his lines. Oh. That's class.
Oh, that's it, yeah. The Polanski has been living in exile in France since 1978 because he was charged for raping a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And he just fled. He never...
He just got off.
Yeah, he never got sentenced for it.
What the fuck? That's a bit heavy, that. And they still gave him an Academy Award.
Yeah, yeah. He's been doing, like, films and everything.
Yeah.
He's, like, just not
and
coming
he's
to America.
Literally a charged rapist. Child rapist.
Yeah. He's a child rapist. Not even, like... It's like he's... You know, when you get charged, it's not like you're questioned, aren't you?
No. You've been charged. Fucking hell. What a world. Like, this whole thing is just unravelled. Just think of some of the tangents we've gone on about.
Yeah, we've picked up on a few stuff here.
Already, we've gone about fucking Che Guevara and just like fucking Kennedy's. JFK's kid in the plane crash. Yeah.
The price of oil.
This is what's led us down, Steve.
Fuck me.
Is there anyone else? So... Charles Manson he's like the big...
Yeah. The main guy who was getting experimented on, the main guy in the hippie commune.
He's your figurehead, isn't he, for this...
doing all the weird
shit. Yeah, literally. What are we up to? So
that was all the experiments and the LSD.
Yeah.
I've got the experiments in Canada. Did you go across them?
I had a little look at them, because that's where a lot of people sued from, didn't they?
Yeah, and it was that was what it made to the public the most, wasn't it?
Mm. So you want to talk about how it all broke?
Oh yeah, the oil came out.
Yeah, so Seymour Hersh was a writer for the New York Times.
Yeah,
and he had this source in the CIA, and he said like the CIA doing all this dodgy stuff. And so everything started to come out, and he wrote this story.
This in the 70s, isn't it?
In 1974.
Yeah.
He wrote this story in the New York Times saying, like, CIA doing all this stuff, the I've got it written down here. Some of the stuff. They were tapping people's phones. There was mail surveillance and all this kind of spying and everything like that.
It's not even the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, breaking into people's phone. And then it was human experiments with drugs. And yeah, everyone was like, whoa.
Shit. What the fuck?
We want some transparency.
And if you think, this is 1974, that's what? It's more than 20 years. It's 20 years. Yeah. It's been going on for 20 years to get to this point.
Literally, yeah. All the experiments have been going on for that long. So that first thing comes out. Yeah. Everyone starts like having a look around. That fella, what was his fucking John Marks. He was like an anti-CIA fucking critic, like a big critic and a journalist and stuff like that. He'd started to look into it, and then by 1975, Watergate was going all over the fucking place.
Oh, well, you know the two people in Watergate? The two people who did it? Oh, what was it? Oh, I can't remember. It's gone.
No?
But they're linked to the CIA and everything.
Well, yeah.
And sleeper agents.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, I can't believe I've forgotten it. What is it? Yeah, that's all links.
Yeah. We could go on Watergate, like, for another hour, like. So, President Ford sees, like, there's just this, like, everyone's going mental over the government. What the fuck's going on with Watergate? What the fuck's going on with the CIA? So he decides, right, needs to look into this CIA stuff. So he launched this big, massive investigation.
Yeah.
Called something commission or whatever. The Rockefeller Commission.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
He puts Vice President Nelson Rockefeller
in charge of it. So he's been tasked with unravelling all this.
So this is in 1975. Obviously, 1974. In 1973, the head of the CIA had ordered all documents of any MK Ultra stuff
to be burnt.
Burn it all.
Yeah. 1 year before.
Yeah. So he's hearing like the right shit. This is gonna.
Yeah, it's gonna explode here.
This is gonna break here. Get rid of it all.
That's dodgy in itself, isn't it? You start burning documents, you're hiding stuff there.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and they hide stuff anyway. So all the CIA documents are all fucking black lines through them all, aren't they?
Yeah.
You get a document that's like 3 words on the page and stuff. That's all you can see. So they're trying to hide all the documents, and this, led by John Marks, the loads of lawyers, several years trying to get anything from it, and through the Freedom of Information Act, they get access to financial records.
Yeah,
because obviously they're paying loads of people, so they're getting names and stuff like that.
I get it. Yeah,
and the CIA had overlooked that when they were burning all the other stuff. So there was still all this. So they got all that, and that's where this giant investigation starts.
Yeah, they're like, oh shit, now it's fucking real deal here, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's why we know what we know today.
So it all came out from that.
And as that's all coming out, CIA go, no, we're just testing the power of LSD, we're just seeing what it does, and not like we want to mind control people.
Yeah, fucking making secret agents, sleeper agents.
Yeah. And Marks, he holds a press conference and just starts revealing everything.
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah.
So that the public came to light, the public, 74.
Yeah.
Onwards.
Yeah, 74 till, I think it was like two years. Well, I've got it. So in 1976, they were executed the order on intelligence. Intelligence activities prohibited experimentation with drugs on human subjects except with informed consent in writing witnessed by disinterested parties.
What?
So they're still allowed to experiment with drugs, yeah. But you've got to say.
I get it, yeah. What that like really doesn't change. It changes, obviously, who you do it on, but you can still do mad shit, can't you?
Yeah, they're definitely still doing stuff like that.
And then in the 80s, what was it? So there was experiments in Canada.
Yeah.
So it got kind of like, what's it? Like the load got left given off to this British guy.
Yeah.
British psychologist in Canada throughout the 60s or whatever to take some of the experiments. And he like did all weird shit, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did, what was it? And that was it. Some of his stuff worked. His was one of the stuff where it all worked. He was like doing drugs and like all this therapy stuff. and he was wiping memories.
Yeah.
And like programming people and managed to pull off, like, I don't know how good, but it actually worked.
Fucking hell.
But they say then in the 80s people came out and started to sue.
Yeah.
The from the Canada experiments.
So and this wasn't as big. There wasn't that many people came together to sue, was
it? It was just a few.
Yeah.
But the big thing was the Fifth Estate, it was called, which was like a news documentary thing in Canada. That run a documentary on it with all actual footage.
Yeah.
And the people who were suing, and that was like the first time, you know, for the public could seen it.
Oh, like
the tapes and everything.
The actual experiments.
Yeah, they played all the tapes. You can go and see it.
Yeah.
This documentary it was called the Fifth Estate. This like group, this Canadian, yeah, like I don't know, reporting group.
Like fucking Horizon or something.
Yeah, something literally like that. Yeah. Yeah, and they played it, and then eventually we were like, "Oh shit, fucking hell!" And then I think they won. They won the suing against the CIA.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and then what is it now?
Well, so obviously all that came about, and I don't know whether, did they win the case or anything, those Canadians?
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah, well, they've just been paying off loads of people anyway,
yeah.
So then that act comes in where they're not allowed to experiment on people without consent. And then people start, like, that Olsen guy, it was only in the 90s did his family say, we want another autopsy.
Ah, right.
So that only came out recently.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that can't be. Well, how could it? Did they keep bodies for that long?
I presume if they buried, yeah.
Yeah.
You can count.
So they asked for another autopsy in the 90s. Probably all sorts still going on. I listened to an interview with a guy who is, all this was coming out, and he realised that his parents were involved in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what? Then all that stress of all this coming out, his mum died from it. From like all the stress.
Oh, I get you.
Like a couple of months later, and then his dad was, he said, like, got pulled his dad in. This fellow was called Harvey Weinstein as well.
No. What?
He said to his dad, like, come on, we need to fucking.
Yeah, I need to do something
good. We need to chase this up.
Fucking hell. But, you know, the guy, who's the guy came out in the 70s who came out with it all?
Which,
I can't remember which.
Marx.
It was John Marx. And. Well, one of them disappeared, didn't he, for ages? Yeah, he did it all. He came out with it all in the 70s. It might have been him or the other guy.
Oh, Seymour Hersh or...
Maybe, I can't remember which one.
Not sure.
And he after they did it all in the 70s, he, like, disappeared. Nobody could contact him, get, like, interviews or anything. It was only recently, this other guy, he was on Joe Rogan, who took 20 years... to write his book, and it's like came out recently. And his book's supposed to be like the real deal and all. He said he finally got an interview with I'm sure it's one of them too.
I feel like it's Seymour Hersh. I know that.
Yeah, is it him?
Is this the guy who lives and he lives in Brazil?
I can't remember. He lives in Brazil. He's fucked off too. Well, he said he had to disappear from it all.
Yeah.
Not for anything weird, not like the CIA tracking him or anything like that. Literally, because there was that many people coming out saying I was experimented on, or my family was, and they were coming to him and like knocking on his door, and he said he couldn't go anywhere. He was just surrounded all day, every day by people coming into him, and he had like, obviously you can't follow up all these like, you're just a guy who's running the case.
Hundreds and hundreds of people.
And he said he had to just disappear. He had to just cut it all off. People just on his lawn, just there, waiting for him and everything.
Oh my God.
So there must have been loads of people, you know, like you said, that guy, the Weinstein family.
Yeah, the Weinsteins.
Like, fucking... But, like, there's people who probably didn't realise as well.
Yeah.
How many people have, like, just had a weird, a crazy moment in the 60s?
Yeah, people who were too
that
scared.
That was a weird night.
Yeah, people who were too scared to come forward, like, like that guy's fucking parents.
Yeah.
Who were, like, freaking out over it, like, oh, no, we can't. Because it's, like, a powerful fucking organisation, is.
Loads of people disappeared.
Yeah.
Shot assassinated. Every assassination is linked to the CIA.
Yeah. The disappearances, the big one. Yeah. Like, I'm surprised. Like, you can't leak anything from the CIA without thinking you're going to go missing.
I know. Yeah, that's it. What about all the? There's quite a few CIA people have been on Joe Rogan, hasn't there?
Yeah.
Are they still like around?
What is it, Mike Baker or something? That guy.
I can't remember. I know there's a few.
Yeah.
Have they disappeared yet?
Who knows? I don't know. What are they? The FBI aren't as fucking weird, are they?
I don't think so. No.
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah.
Central Intelligence Agency. It's like the same thing, isn't it?
What's going on there? What's happening? Will they say, like, is it the FBI?
Weird that they've just got all these agencies.
Yeah.
Drugs, like, what's the DEA? Drugs Enforcement Agency.
Yeah. Fucking doing all their own stuff.
Yeah. And it's like, those, like, where, like, a crime will happen and the DA will turn up and then they'll go, step aside.
Yeah.
This is ours. It's the CIA. And then step aside. This is the FBI.
Yeah. I have not. Well, is the FBI more of, the FBI is more of like a, like the police, aren't they?
Is it?
No, they're not the police, but they're more like, that they do like
crime, stuff like that.
Yeah, whereas the CIA is more, operations and research.
Like, and more work with the army.
Yeah, and like running stuff.
Yeah.
They're not like, there's no like, if you're in the CIA, you're not working on the ground.
Yeah, I feel like the FBI, yeah.
You're not running around with the, unless you're well, they had spies, didn't they? Yeah. I suppose they're ground workers.
I feel like the FBI work with the police on, like, that domestic crime level.
Yeah.
And then the CIA are working with the army on, like, the...
Yeah, the whole... just like fucking war.
Yeah.
Big political stuff.
Yeah, political stuff, yeah.
Yeah. More like I get, yeah.
Government fucking feuds. Yeah, I think that's... Is there anything else that you want to...
I've got a few...
Go, Steve.
I've got a nice story.
A nice story.
I mean, a story that's been like, So, do you ever come across of this story of the girl who got murdered from the parking lot? So, this was, I think, I don't know what date, 50s or 60s, what part of the MK Ultra. So, it was one evening, it was roasting, dead hot, parents, the family couldn't sleep. So I don't know why, but the parents went to a bar and took the kids and let the kids play in the parking lot while the parents were in there drinking, cooling off. I suppose none of them could sleep and fucking, let's just go out or something. And the girl went missing. And I'm going to notice it. I'm going off my head again.
Yeah.
And the girl went missing and they did search party and all that throughout the night. And there was an air base nearby. And these two people came forward and said, we've seen somebody walking through the bushes with no top on, scratches all over him and like blood on him. And they eventually, like, well, that's fucking weird, eventually found him. And they found him and they had the body of the girl in the bushes.
Yeah.
And this guy had no memory at all of what's happened or anything. And they're saying, like, and she was raped and killed, the girl.
Yeah.
He's saying, like, you've obviously done it.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I have no memory.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about. And he was, like, really confused. And they took him to trial and everything. In the trial, one of the doctors, I can't remember the name, I don't think it was that Sydney guy or whatever,
yeah,
came in as his psychiatrist.
CIA doctor.
Probably one of the people we've said.
Olsen or Cameron.
One of them came in halfway through the trial and said, right, I'm taking over as CIA, and did a truth serum on him, like a weird experiment. And it was part of the court case and everything, and got him to confess and say, and got these like memories that he somehow couldn't remember of killing the girl. And then you got done for it and everything.
Yeah.
So now, if you look at that, people say it's like it's two levels of like what happened there.
Yeah.
So the first level is it's an operation gone wrong. The guy's gone AWOL.
He's gone rogue.
He's gone crazy. Can't remember. Killed somebody.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh shit. And the scientists just come in and try to, like, I don't know, fix it or somehow.
Yeah.
Or they say the whole thing was an experiment.
To say, like, look how good...
Can we wipe someone's memory, get him to do something, and then can we get the memories back from him?
Oh, fuck. Or maybe it was all a ruse to say, oh, look how good we are.
Look how good we are.
Yeah, look what we've got now, but, truth serum.
But I don't think that was... that was at the time when nobody knew about what was going on.
Mm.
So this scientist came into the court and did it all. Obviously, the people are like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What's truth serum? But yeah, that was like, what do you think? That's a fucking weird story, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's another thing where it's like, it happened. It's not like...
Yeah.
It's not in grey. Oh, the kind of... It was like, no, the guy...
Yeah, that CIA agent came in and the guy could suddenly remember everything.
The child was murdered, raped.
Yeah.
The guy was found at the scene, blood on him, Couldn't remember it. Couldn't do anything. Couldn't give any of the things.
I don't know. For that coincidence for the CIA to go into the courtroom, it has to. They have to have known who he was. Yeah. They have to have some involvement in the initial crime.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was it as well. The guy who did the murder was like really respectable. Had no history of crime or anything.
Just normal guy.
He had a family of himself. He was like a plane instructor.
Yeah, Barry Seale.
On the airbase as well.
On that airbase.
Yeah, yeah. So he had no history of anything. He wasn't a profile to do that. So that's one of the reasons. Has he been like
tampered with?
Tampered with to do that.
No, that's fucking mental. That's a good little. So that was from like the beginning of these.
I'm not sure whereabouts, but it was definitely in.
Before the 70s.
Yeah, yeah. It was within the years of MK Ultra.
Yeah, fuck.
But yeah. You think about like the MK Ultra, I was going to say, there's been a lot of stuff on it, isn't there? You got Bourne Identity.
Yeah.
The whole Black Ops, Call of Duty Black Ops. It's literally, what's the storyline of that? He's fucking got the codes for the nuclear missiles, hasn't he?
Yeah.
The numbers. The numbers, Mason.
I haven't played that so long.
And he was like a prisoner,
wasn't
he? You
want to do a podcast on fucking Call of Duty, don't you?
I think the zombies. Oh, you could do the fucking storyline.
Yeah.
It's a deep storyline. I think the zombies would be class, though.
You get Josh on and just talk about COD for fucking 2 hours.
All of them.
Yeah.
That would be a laugh. Yeah, but there's loads of stuff, isn't there?
Yeah.
The Manchurian Candidate. Mm. Have you seen that with Denzel? No, is it Denzel Washington?
The Manchurian Candidate.
Or was it the original one?
That's what
the 60s? Fucking...
That's what John Marks calls his book. The Search for the Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I think that is the guy who disappeared for a bit. I think that's him, yeah. Well, the Manchurian Candidate is supposed to be... It was a book came out in the early 60s based on MKUltra.
Yeah.
Basically, the Manchurian Candidate is somebody who is... You've been programmed to assassinate some... Basically, a sleeper agent.
Yeah, yeah.
You go about doing your shit and then suddenly you're fucking turned on. Do an assassination. You have no idea.
It's just like snap a click of fingers.
Yeah, could be
full hypnosis.
Yeah, could be like, I don't know. It's supposed to be like something. You hear a sound or something.
Or like a trigger.
Yeah, you get your trigger.
Yeah,
and that's it. You go and do your assassination.
Assassination mode. Assassin mode. And then you snap out of it, and you don't even know what happened.
Yeah, gone. He was just a normal guy.
Yeah, and then he raped and killed again. So yeah. Well, I want to talk about... So, obviously, The Manchurian Candidate, that film. I've not seen that, but...
Well, there's two. There's the original one with Frank Sinatra, which is actually really good.
Yeah.
You know what? I think the IMDb of that is really high.
Is it, yeah?
I think it's like an 8.
So there's that... This is what I watched last night.
Go on, yeah.
I watched Spiderhead.
What's that?
A new Netflix original.
Spiderhead.
Yeah, and I'll read the description for it.
Go on, yeah.
Set in a futuristic prison where inmates test emotion-altering drugs, this dystopian thriller stars Chris Hemsworth, Miles Teller. So what happens is there's these guys in prison.
Yeah.
They've committed murders or whatever. And Chris Hemsworth, they've got like these packs on the back and they have little vials of different drugs. They're called like B1 to like B42. There's only get 4 in there, and they test all these different drugs out, and they use controlling a phone, they can admit the drugs, and some of them are for like, you'll find stuff really, really funny. So like the first scenes, like they're telling like stupid dad jokes and the guy's laughing his head off. And then they start going, but you like raped and killed a full family and you're gonna do 7 lives in prison, and the guy's just laughing his head off.
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
And then it comes to Miles Teller, and then I'm going to spoil the film, by the way.
Oh, go right ahead.
And they're testing this like B36 or something, and it's like a love drug.
Yeah.
So they test it outside first, and he takes his blindfold off, and he's in these beautiful gardens, and he's like, yeah, yeah, it's nice. And then they amp the drug up.
Yeah.
And then he's like, it's like you can see in his face, like, oh my God, this is like, but he can't verbalise it. So then they have another drug that makes you verbalise. So they crank that up, and then he just starts preaching all this stuff about everything. So that's the first bit about this love drug.
Yeah.
And then he put him and he sat opposite this girl, and Chris Hemsworth's on a two-way mirror, and he's going in.
Chris Hemsworth is
the scientist.
The scientist, yeah.
And he's going, he plays like a pretty good role, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, what do you think? What do you think of her? And he's like, yeah, she's nice, yeah. He said, no, come on. What do you think? Come on, rate her.
Yeah.
And she gets, says like 7 out of 10. And she got, he goes to the girl, what do you think of him? And he's like, oh, I don't, like a 5. And then they go, like, permission to give you the B36 or whatever. And they go, they have to say acknowledged.
Yeah.
And so they give them the drug. And he's the faces immediately start going and like,
oh, I
what
get
the fuck,
you.
The most beautiful person I've ever seen. Like,
yeah.
And then he puts the verbalizer up and they're like, oh, and they like start kissing, they have sex and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're lying there saying like, I love you and that. After like 5 minutes, and he's like, oh, fucking, like Chris Hemsworth say, like, it fucking works. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Look at this. And then when they dial it down, they go on a bit of a come down. And then he was trying to look at the after effects of it.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So, like, do they still love
yeah,
that
is
person?
Yeah, does it still carry over?
Yeah, and so he starts pulling Miles Teller in, and they've got this, like, evil drug that makes them, like, crazy and depressed and stuff. And he says, give the drug to one of these people. And he's like, no, I don't want to do it. And he's going, like, is it because you still love her? And he's going, no, I don't. It was like, I remember loving her, but...
But you don't feel it.
But I don't feel it anymore.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, getting dead frustrated. Basically, like, Marcel is like getting dead suspicious about what's going on, because he's like, he's been drawn in, he's like, he's noticing the test. Like, he was all right with the just like, I'd do a drug and then he writes down, but now he's asking him to like make decisions. Like, these further studies are stressing
yeah,
him out
I get
a little
it,
bit.
Yeah.
So he dives in a little bit deeper and like steals like a notebook and that, and he finds out that none of these drugs are different drugs.
Well,
so you get these vials, you get like the B36 vial.
Yeah.
But there's always this B4 vial. And every time it's this B4,
so
and it's the obedient
one.
Vial.
Oh,
and literally.
So they're just following.
All they're doing is what Chris Hemsworth says.
Oh, I see.
In the whole film. And that's the spoiler of the film, like, but
what?
Really, like, that's like,
wow.
And I just picked that film out of nowhere.
At random.
I was like, oh, I like Miles Teller, I like Chris Hemsworth. I throw this on, and I was like, I'm literally doing a podcast about
it's fucking exact. The fact that it's like literally drugs.
Yeah.
Controlling people's thoughts.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And on prisoners.
In prison, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very
studying
bizarre.
The After Effects.
Out of all the films you could have picked.
I know, weird, isn't it?
That's very bizarre.
I didn't watch Many Stuart Coats, though.
Did you not?
No.
That's a really weird film.
Did you enjoy? So you watched it last night?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's good. I think it's based on true events.
Clooney, McGregor.
Yeah.
Any...
The guy, the Big Lebowski guy.
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges, yeah. Basically plays the Big Lebowski.
Yeah. I think he does in most of his films.
But that's like, you know the story, don't you, of it, where it's like...
I saw it, and I was trying to work this out, because I've seen the film.
Yeah.
But I watched it when it was in the cinema.
What, you went to the cinema
I
for
went
it?
To the cinema, so, no. So I must have been state 10.
What? What the fuck? You in the cinema?
Yeah. I remember. I remember my mum took me to the cinema.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think...
2009.
No. How old would you been then, though?
So what's that, 13 years ago. So I was 12.
No way. Yeah, so you got no idea what's going
didn't
on
take
there.
It in. I do need to watch it again, don't I?
It's good. It's good. But it's set, like, after this. It's set in, like... Basically, it's Hugh McGregor, a reporter, who goes on the...
I really like Hugh McGregor in other films, you know.
He's all right,
I think he's a really good actor. I think the start, like, the Obi-Wan acting is really bad. But
no, like we said, though,
yeah,
I feel like the whole thing.
Yeah, that Star Wars acting. But
yeah,
I think he's like good, because I kind of look out for actors now when I'm looking for films.
I see.
Like, oh, yeah. I want to watch a Miles Teller film. Or
yeah,
I
yeah.
watch.
Well, he's great in Trainspotting.
Yeah,
like to play that role. All of them, actually, the whole of Trainspotting is like unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Have you seen the new one? Sorry, we're going off track.
T2.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't like it.
No, haven't seen it yet.
I think that is a definite. Prime example of you should just left it as the first one. There was no need to have it. It was never going to be as good. It's never
But that's like in, like, do you know when you're talking about a film and someone will say, oh, did you see like the second one they made? You go, what, they made a second one?
Yeah.
That's what that's what Trainspotting will be.
Yeah, definitely.
In 10, yeah. 15 years.
Anyway, yeah, we're tangenting.
Yeah, go on, many stare at goats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, so it's basically...
Ewan McGregor is a journalist
set now, mm-hmm. or whenever the film was, and he goes looking for a story in Iraq, you know, the war, and he meets George Clooney, who was part of this... It was like the Free Earth Army or something. They called themselves Jedis in the 80s. It was like a subdivision of the army.
Yeah.
It was basically MK Ultra, but, like, different, you know, like, what is it called when you change the stuff, you know, for a film, fantasize it.
Yeah.
And he was basically that, but in the 80s or the late 70s. No, it was in the 70s. And he's like, wow, what the fuck? And he's telling him this, while they're in Iraq together, he's telling him this story. And then Ewan McGregor's like, oh, I'm going to have this as my story.
So he starts writing this.
So he starts writing this story of what this George Clooney's saying about his whole time, like, within doing experiments on, like, they were all taking LSD, and it was basically Jeff Bridges was this guy who got assigned a mission to find out basically the exact aim of what MK Ultra was.
Yeah, like brainwashing.
And he dropped out of the army secretly and infiltrated the hippie movement and took all of that culture and came back to the army and set up his own, like, hippie army.
Hippie division.
And they did all experiments and drugs and everything.
Yeah.
And, like, one of them was, like, they could stir at goats and kill them. And, like,
is Kevin Spacey in it as well?
Yeah. Kevin Spacey plays, like...
I'm well into Kevin Spacey films as well, you know.
Fucking good, him. You know what? Have you ever seen...
Me and my dad had a conversation about it, because obviously he's a bit... He's in the news, isn't he, for his bad doings, but he said that... My dad was going, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Does your dad like...
Unbelievable actor, yeah. I love watching his film.
Have you seen American Beauty?
No, but I watched Seven the other day.
Think of the ending of that.
Oh, I could. You know what? I've seen Seven before. I'm going off again. But
don't worry.
I've seen it before, and I watched it. Well, when was that? Tuesday night. I was just like, what? It doesn't end like that.
Yeah.
That's not when it ends.
Did Tarantino write it? Or is it Tarantino linked to it?
I don't know.
It's very Tarantino-ish, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that when he walks into the police station, detective!
It's great, that. It's fucking great. It's Kevin Spacey. You should watch American Beauty.
Yeah.
Really good.
Let me have a little look.
But the best Kevin Spacey is... Yeah, well, American Beauty is amazing. Whereas you need to watch that, Carl. Whereas he's the dad and he has, like, a midlife crisis. And he starts just, like, smoking weed with the next door neighbour's lad. And his daughter, like, gets with the lad.
Lester's life seems perfect. Having a respectable job and a family, but inside he's slowly slipping into depression. Struggling with his life, he gets infatuated with his daughter's friend, Angela.
Oh, that's it, yeah. He's, like, in love with his daughter's best friend as well. He starts, like... It's very weird,
yeah.
But it's, like, it's good at the same time. Like,
it sounds like a real Kevin Spacey film.
Yeah, it's not like a thriller or anything, but it's, like, weird at the same time. But the best one, fucking so good, is... I can't even fucking remember the name. It's got Al Pacino, Kevin Spacey, Alec Baldwin, and they're all... Glengarry, Glenn Ross.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, it's... Fucking so! I can't even contain myself.
Is that one to put on my list?
100% out of listeners.
Put it on your list.
I can't even speak. It's got so basically it's like it's all these salespeople, yeah.
Yeah.
And Kevin Spacey is the sales boss in this, like, small sales firm, and it starts the week off. And they're all, like, Al Pacino plays this, like, cool guy, sales guy. There's another guy who plays, like, a bit of a weirdo.
Yeah.
There's one who's, like, a bit of a complete normal guy, and he's, like, struggling. And it basically, at the start of the week, he says, all of yous are getting fired apart from one of yous, the one who sells the most by the end of the week. So it follows them throughout the week, all, like, disperse and go onto their own schemes of, like,
fucking class.
How to... But... It's got two the class performances is Kevin Spacey is so good in it. He's like the boss. And
yeah.
He's like, he's the peak level Kevin Spacey. But then it's got Alec Baldwin in.
Yeah.
He's the guy who comes in, who gives him, like, explains the, you're all getting fired. And that scene is one of the best acting you'll ever see.
Yeah.
From I think it's Alec, or maybe the other brother.
It is Alec Baldwin. Yeah.
It's so good, that scene.
I'm going
to watch. It's worth, if anybody's listening, just get that scene up on YouTube and watching it. It's so good how it happens.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I've lost my head for a second there, Cal.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey.
He's crazy. Oh,
yeah, because he was in that Outbreak that I watched the other day as well.
Oh, was he in that, yeah?
Yeah, last week did I watch that, yeah.
Yeah.
He plays a good little role in that. He's a great...
He plays that character well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a great actor. But he plays villains really well, but then...
Yeah.
Even when he plays...
The fucking Usual Suspects.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
even when he's playing a good, like a good guy,
yeah,
you still don't trust him.
Yeah, he's still got
that's
an,
the best
bit.
He's got
an edge to him.
Yeah, yeah, he's fucking class.
Maybe because he's a thingier,
a rapist.
Yeah, maybe if you rape it, you just have that edge no matter what.
What is he? He's a sexual assaulter. I don't know.
What is it? Is it? He got? Did he do an underage underage boy?
No, I think he solicited sex from a I think he forcefully put himself onto a male prostitute in a park in London.
Was that it?
That could be a complete lie though. I know it was a man.
It was a guy, wasn't it?
Yeah, don't know the age. Because it could have been a younger guy.
Mm.
And I know it was in London. But he was dead dodgy with, like, I think he was, because this is from years ago, he was performing in like a play or something.
Yeah.
And he was dead dodgy with like the younger guys on there.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah. And it like, obviously it's all come out now that he likes men now.
Well, that was his public address after that, after he got accused of whatever you said then.
Yeah. His first thing was,
well, I'm actually gay. Yeah. It wasn't like sorry for what's happened, or it was just like,
now that the cat's out of the bag, I'm a homosexual.
Yeah, I don't care though. The films are just classic.
No, my dad put it the best way. He said he's fucking boss. Don't give a shit. He wasn't doing all that when he was in. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe who knows?
Yeah, who cares? Watch his films. Was he in? Have you seen him in Baby Driver?
Oh, I couldn't watch that. I turned that off.
You like Baby Driver?
I thought it was a bit... Who's the actor in that?
The main character?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what his name is.
I don't like him.
He doesn't speak much.
No. I just thought...
Do you know he's really good at singing, that guy, though? That actor?
The main actor?
Like, really good. I don't know how I know that.
What do you mean? Like, he was a singer?
I think he did an interview or something when he started singing. He's really good at singing.
You know, like, actors and, like, people in that... They're all like good, aren't they? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You just like naturally all doing that. Yeah. Performing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you are. Have you seen that? Anne Hathaway's really good. What are we even talking about here?
well, divert.
Sorry, Men Who Stare at Goats.
I can't remember
So Jeff Bridges has got the hippie.
Yeah.
Division of
he's,
the army.
He's like.
They've all tested on drugs and.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges is the Sydney whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And George Clooney, Kevin Spacey, they're all part of the... They're all in the army, and they're the suspects. So they're doing, like, remote viewings where they could astral project, and they all have different ways of doing it. And George Clooney's was, like, he'd get drunk and listen to classic rock and just lie back on his chair, and he could ask... And, they'd like, the missions were, like, people, like, high-ranking officials, somebody's being kidnapped... And like, they've sent out the people to look for him. They can't find him. Yeah. They go to the hippie guys, and they're like doing their things. They find him and stuff like that.
What the fuck?
But like, it's all just like that. And then,
so it's like no one's made like a film that's like about it, but it's all on the premise, isn't it?
But I think it's like, it's basically it's all based off MKUltra.
Yeah,
it's true, but. Like changed,
yeah.
So it's like
for like a good, because it's quite a nice film, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
One of the things they were saying, because I think in MK Ultra, I think they did do experiments where they were like trying to you know, like, what is it?
Astral Project.
Yeah, and all that shit. I think they were... And one of them is... And I'm sure I came across it in the MK Ultra, was, like, teleportation. And in Many Straight Goats, the guy, one of the generals, he believes that you could... I don't know how, but you can align all your atoms with, like, a wall, for example. And your atoms align with the gaps of the atoms in the wall, so you could pass right through it.
Yeah. That's, like, a genuine, like, theory that, you know...
Like, it's kind of... I don't believe it, but...
This theory behind it.
You can understand how people can get to it.
Yeah.
The gaps. You can undo the gaps.
That'd be unbelievable, that.
But that's, like, based on teleportation, isn't it, and all that?
Yeah. There was, like... I was listening to a podcast about it. Was it yesterday? Yesterday, yeah. And yeah. I had to turn the podcast off at the point where it started bringing up, like, the dark magic and stuff like that. I'm going to leave you with that one. I didn't look any further into that, but...
Yeah, going back to, like, Himmler there.
Yeah, I know, literally.
The Nazis.
That's, yeah, it's fucking, it's insane, isn't it? Is there anything else you've got for us, Steve?
I think that's everything.
Yeah.
I think that's everything for me.
We're going to have, like, this has just opened up so many different doors, hasn't it, to go into Manson and... Fucking Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah, name them all.
Yeah, going to all of them. And CIA, even the fair stuff, like I said, like Barry Seal before, that was all CIA shit, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is his name Barry Seal, yeah?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Barry Seal.
The pilot.
Yeah. They made a film, didn't they?
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
Wait, have you seen that film?
Yeah.
How good's Tom Cruise's accent in that?
He's fucking class. Stand by Tom Cruise being one of the...
It's his delivery of lines.
Yeah.
He takes
it so seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell he's, like, really doing it.
I saw a clip from a Van Damme film the other day. It just made me laugh so
much. Is it terrible?
Oh, Steve, it was bad.
I know people say he's cheesy, but people don't... He doesn't get the hate that he deserves. Van Damme. And I'm going to come out. I don't mind some of his early stuff as well, even though they are so bad.
Yeah.
Like Bloodsport and Kickboxer.
This was the...
They're fucking class for some reason, even though they're the worst acting ever.
What's the one where he's a fugitive and he gets... like this family take him in, who live near him, the two kids.
Oh,
that's God. The one that I saw the clip of.
Yeah.
It was horrific.
Painful.
Yeah, genuinely, like, I will never, ever watch that film. Yeah. Ever. Ever.
Van, has he got a brother?
What? Possibly.
Have you ever seen... There's like a bald, ripped guy called Van Damme as well. He was in a few action films recent.
Is there? Yeah. Maybe...
And I didn't Google it, but I thought he looks a bit like him. And he's got the same surname.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Rob Van Damme. That's Rob Van Damme. It's not him.
Is he like bald and quite ripped?
Yeah, yeah, I'll show you a picture now. It's not even spelt the same, Steve.
Oh, is it not? No, no. Terrible.
That guy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He looks a bit though. Can you see the face?
Yeah, he's a wrestler.
Is he?
Yeah.
What?
Is it that guy? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm worried about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's not his brother.
No. Okay. No, well, that's clean that lot.
Yeah. Thank God. Thank God we got that across. Oh, Steve, how long have we done?
We've done an hour and 52.
Nice. That's fucking... We are...
We're going well.
We're becoming a two-hour podcast.
Definitely. Well, like you were... What are you saying then? We've got Manson.
Yeah.
JFK.
Well, JFK is... You know it's my dream.
Yeah. We've got even the Korean War. That was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
The Vietnam War.
Yeah.
They're all topics.
Che Guevara.
Che Guevara and Fidel Castro.
Fidel Castro,
all that.
Yeah.
Even the Cold War as itself, the whole Cold War, Soviet Union shit.
Yeah, that is just...
And this is all linked to this.
Yeah, opened up endless opportunities. This is my, like, I like this bit of history.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I feel like this is the portion of history that I want to know about and I don't know enough about. I don't know much about any history, to be honest. Well, I know bits, like, but... Yeah, this is the...
Well, this stuff's got... There's a lot going on, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. None of it's just like, oh, well, that happened and that was it.
Well, I texted you, didn't I, before and said this could be a two-parter. Yeah. I think we've done well to go in. I think we just ran down. I do feel exhausted, though.
Yeah. You not fancy a game of chess?
I can't do it, Steve. I'm not a chess player.
Not after this?
Don't play chess.
Relaxing?
No. It's not relaxing for me. It's too stressful. Too much pressure.
You know what? I've seen a few people say when they play chess, it gives them anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, because of the action of, like, your pieces can be taken, attacked.
Yeah.
You've got to think about everyone.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, fuck me.
Yeah. There's too much to look after.
I find it complete opposite.
Do you?
I feel like I...
But do you feel like you're always in control during a game of chess?
Yeah. I always
win. Because you're at that level.
I don't think I'm that good.
Are you genuinely... Is Don Barnett better than you?
I think I beat him every time I played him.
Have you? Yeah.
No, Don Barnett's good, though.
But you've beat him every time you played him?
I think so, yeah.
Who else is good? Anyone that we know? No?
I think it's just Dom.
Well, Dom's up for a game of chess.
Yeah, oh, I love playing Dom. He is good. We had a few really close ones. The problem is, a lot of people don't play it. Like, they say exactly what you've said. They just don't...
I don't play chess. So I know with chess you're meant to play a couple of moves ahead.
Yeah.
You bet you play a move ahead, don't you? Easy.
If you're a move ahead, you're gonna beat someone who's never played easily.
That's what I mean. So you said, come on, we'll just play dead quick.
No, but I think you'd be alright with it.
No.
I honestly think you'd be alright.
My brain doesn't work.
You just gotta the
my brain doesn't work.
Just shut up.
That's my excuse. My brain doesn't work.
The key with chess, which is I think everybody should take on if they play chess, is just don't rush it.
Yeah.
Unless you're playing speed chess. But the key, because if you rush, the main problem, if I play anybody, the main thing that gets them where they fuck up is they've missed something out.
Yeah.
All you have to do, just sit there and just look at everything.
There's no pressure, is
there? Just take it all in, look at that piece, and look at everything around it, then go to the next piece, look at everything around. But people, like, will look at a few and then miss out one.
Or people are like, what I think I'd get with is I'd try and play a move ahead.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't. So I'd have my move that I'm going to do next.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't take into account the move that you've just made.
Oh, I see. You're just focusing on your move.
Yeah. That's what I'd struggle with. Because I'm not like... I think chess is quite like Scrabble.
What?
I think it is like...
In what way?
Because... When you play Scrabble with someone who's really good at Scrabble,
yeah,
you not only have to pick, you focus on your point and getting it on the right getting it on the right squares to get like double letter and triple word and whatever. You have to focus on what you're going to give them in the next round.
I see what you're opening to them.
Yeah, that's what chess is like.
I see. So, I see what you mean.
Yeah, maybe I could do speed Scrabble. Speed chess.
Speed Scrabble.
Because I want to do speed Scrabble. That'll be fun. You get a minute.
Yeah, just to blast it.
Yeah.
Well, speed chess is really good. I have a timer, and you hit it, bang, and you can set the timer.
Yeah, like a proper chess clock.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so good. Just bang, 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 moving them all around.
Yeah. Have you seen that pool? That speed pool?
Speed pool. I think that's how you should play pool anyway.
Where you've got to...
just move around dead quick.
Well, you've got to pot every ball. I've seen that one.
No, what's this?
So it's on the small pool tables.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's all the balls. What is it? Eight balls.
Is that it, yeah?
Yeah, I think it might be eight balls.
The eight ball's the black ball, isn't it?
No. How many balls in a pool triangle? I don't know. There's not as many.
Yeah.
And it's like you break and you've got to pot all the balls in the quickest time.
Oh, so you're not playing against anybody?
No.
But then
your mate goes and sees if he gets it faster.
Fuck, now that is a game. Oh, that's a good game, that.
That's what you want to play, don't you, Steve?
Oh, I want to play that now, yeah. Oh, yes.
That as quick as you can.
Yeah.
Some people do it like fucking 10 seconds.
You got to line up everything, haven't you?
Yeah.
You got to be. If you're one step ahead in that, you're flying, aren't you?
Well, that's like...
If you're just hitting and hoping...
You got to scan. So you break, instant scan.
Yeah, where you can go.
Yeah.
Your route.
Because that's the... I'm like... big thing in pools, like focus on where you're putting the ball for your next shot. Massive flat. As soon as you get that,
you're flying.
Yeah. You can focus.
Pool's a good sport.
Yeah.
Pool's one of the best, actually, I think.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah. I could play pool for like 3 hours.
We play like a lot of pool, don't we? A lot of darts, stuff like that.
Good sports.
You like bowling as well, don't you?
Oh, bowling's fun.
I'm not that good, me.
What is it? Your long limbs?
I don't know. I think probably is, yeah.
Yeah. No, you should have more leverage, shouldn't you? You got to get into a squat, a lunge position.
That's what I mean. Come down. No, I'm all right. I'm all right at bowling. Yeah. I'm not awful. Si's really good at bowling.
Yeah. He seems to have that technique.
He does, yeah.
It's all technique.
Blessed.
It's all technique.
He is blessed. Right, we've got. Oh, my sister gave me a recommendation.
Yeah.
For a podcast, she said. Alfred Kinsey. You heard of him?
I don't think so.
Perfect. I've never heard of him either.
So we both don't know at all.
Yeah, that's what you want, that.
Both double
so
research.
In a couple of weeks, we got a couple of weeks booked in, haven't we?
Yeah, I think we've
got next week booked in.
Yeah.
And then we might do a nice easy one after a tough one and then might tackle him a bit later.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's nice. It'd be nice to do one where we're doing a bit of research about stuff we don't know.
Yeah, learn it as
well. Even
we
if we just like talk about it a little bit. I don't know what, because I don't know what he did.
It could be really dark. Yeah. It could be really exciting, really fun.
Well.
Really depressing.
I know one thing he did is pretty dark.
Oh, so you know the gist of it?
Yeah. But I'm not going to spoil that for
you. All right, yeah, okay.
We should give Charles a shout out because at the very start, when we first started doing this podcast, he said he really wants to talk about MKUltra.
Did he, yeah?
Pretty sure he did, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he did now that I've just dropped that shout out.
Well, Charles wants to talk about everything though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Takes in everything.
And I hope he enjoys this podcast. I hope he, because I know he'll listen. Well, I think I know he'll listen because I think he said he wants to talk about it. Next week, we've got, we're booked in, aren't we, with a guest?
Yeah.
I won't spoil anything.
No, yeah, don't, I think we should leave it a surprise.
Because I don't even know what we're doing yet, because there's a couple of options.
Yeah.
But I think I do know what we're doing, but there was a couple of options.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, the week's up, Sean said anything yet?
He hasn't, actually. I'll work on him. Work on him.
You grind that boy down.
Go back into the CIA assassinations.
That's it. Get some LSD.
That's it.
Listeners, thank you so much. Go and like the posts. Go and view the stories. Share the stories. Follow us on everything. If you're looking at a Reddit thread about MKUltra or CIA conspiracies or not conspiracies, throw a link to our podcast.
Yeah, drop it in. Yeah. Drop it in.
Or if you're looking at anything else, maybe if you talk to your friends, if your friend's doing a university assignment on...
If your friend's in an experiment at university.
Yeah, give them our podcast.
Yeah.
We've done plenty of human experiment podcasts. hours of great listening.
Yeah, dark listening as well.
Yeah, as always. With the Brethren of Chaos, Steve. Yeah, guys, Steve, thank you so much. I really enjoyed myself. I hope all you have. And we'll be back next week.
This was brought to you by Murdley Productions.